1320 WILS. You know, Americans spend billions, well over $7 billion for prescriptions and over-the-counter medications for their companion animals. My next guest says there's a much better way to approach chronic illnesses in your pets. Dr. Wendy Jensen with us, author of The Practical Handbook of Veterinary Homeopathy, Healing Our Companion Animals from the Inside Out. Dr. Jensen, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how'd you get into this approach of dealing with animals, this homeopathy?
Well, I left regular practice when I was discouraged at the poor results I was getting after a good education. After about 3 years, I left it and went to a lecture on homeopathy, and it just blew my mind away at how precise and tailored to each patient the treatment is. And I've gotten a lot better success in the past 20 years doing medicine this way.
Really? And what kinds of things do you treat animals with homeopathy?
Anything from glandular disorders like hyper and hypothyroidism to skin conditions, to ear infections, bladder infections, anything I would normally treat before I became a homeopath.
And this is where you give them kind of minute amounts of different nutrients and so on? Is that how it works?
Exactly. The remedies are highly diluted, and they're often herbal, but they can also be chemicals and minerals like sulfur and aurum, which is gold or silver. So they can be common substances found in nature as well.
Really? And are there things that you do turn to regular medicine for in treating the animals?
No, I haven't used antibiotics or steroids in 20 years in my practice.
Wow. Really? So even with infections, you use homeopathy on animals?
Yes.
Do cats or dogs, does one appear to respond better than the other?
No, they're about equal in their responses, but the ones that do respond better are the youngsters. They have a lot of vital energy to respond, and they haven't had years of medications that tend to suppress them and dull their response to the remedy.
The book is The Practical Handbook of Veterinary Homeopathy. Dr. Wendy Jensen with us. How big of a field is this, animal homeopathy?
Right now, the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy, I'd say there's about maybe 200 member vets. Okay. So it's still small compared to the AVMA, the National Regular Medicine Organization, which has thousands.
Okay. And for humans, we know we have all kinds of lifestyle things we do that cause us trouble. How do animals end up getting problems they need homeopathy for?
A lot of it's genetic disease that's inherited, but they also, when they've had years of a diet that comes from a can in a bag, highly processed diets that we all know as people we're supposed to try and stay away from, it does tend to bring out their illnesses. And they can also, of course, get contagious diseases.
Yeah, but I'm curious, if you have a serious infection in an animal, you're saying homeopathy works just as well as an antibiotic?
Yes, I've seen it even work better.
Does it work as quickly, though?
In an acute situation that's moving pretty rapidly, homeopathy works faster. In the chronic illnesses that have been going on for a while, homeopathy does take a little bit longer. But the advantage is that once they respond, then they don't need to keep getting the remedy for the rest of their life.
Part of what the book talks about is that one single medicine is needed to address multiple complaints in a patient. How does that work?
When I study a patient, and when any homeopath studies a patient, it takes me several hours to decide which remedy, just because of that. There is only one remedy that's the right one. And I even go back into the history of the animal, back to when there were puppies or kittens, and look at the illnesses they had then. All of those symptoms together are covered by one remedy.
Wow. Do you use homeopathy for your own health now, too, then?
I sure do.
Yeah, and you, and that's it. Just homeopathy. No, you haven't needed any Western medicine at all, huh?
That's right. I've been using homeopathy for myself for as long as I've been in practice, for 20 years, and my children too. And we've all been very well.
It's Dr. Wendy Jensen. The book, The Practical Handbook of Veterinary Homeopathy, Healing Our Companion Animals from the Inside Out. Are there folks here in Michigan that practice this?
I don't have a listing in front of me, yeah. But the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy has a listing, and there might be some. I think there is somebody in I'm not sure which of the Great Lakes, but there is a Michigan person, I'm sure.
Well, we have a big veterinary community here at MSU. But Dr. Wendy Jensen on WILS. Dr. Jensen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very interesting.